Summer, 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 summer.
Yeah! It's summer!
Hi, I'm Augustina.
Hi, and I'm Benjamin.
And you're listening to the Talk Show Podcast for Kids.
Hey guys, welcome back from this week's episode. And this week, we're going to get you ready for summer. We're missing 24, so 1 month. Woo!
Yeah, celebration!
And we're just going to tell you some things you could do to get ready for summer.
Or do activities at summer once you're bored.
Now it's time for What's Up and I Was in Benji. And when you're hearing this, I will be in a competition called CRU, my last and final and sadly competition. I've already have my last sona practice and my last group practice. Also sad, I can't believe it's coming all to an end. This year has gone by so fast.
And I will have a tournament this week. Once it's going to be posted, I'm probably going to finish it. And probably on Instagram, we're going to tell you which place I'm going to be with the team.
So let's get right into it. So let's start with movies. Of course, High School Musical should be your number one option.
Yeah.
It's like the best thing you could do to get excited for summer.
Yeah, and especially the movie,
the first one.
And it's like summer. Yay! What time is it? It's summertime. It's time for vacation.
Then there's a Camp Rock, which I'm actually wanna watch this summer. I think I watched it before, but I just don't remember. Do you have any movies, Benji?
No. This is my bucket list for the summer. So it calls In the Summer Days for Free. It means like the freedom days. So number one for me was to learn how to play more chess. Number two is playing soccer with my friends. And then number three is making DIY fidget toys by myself or maybe with my sister. Speaking of DIY fidget toys, I recommend that you listen to my sister's podcast. And the episode is called DIY Fidget Toys. And number four is to improve my reading. And number five is to call more with my friends. Number six is sister time. It means like time with my sister. Number seven is making new friends. Number eight is learn how to do times and divided, which my mom or dad or my sister is going to teach me. I wrote everything in my Dogman notebook, which I draw many Dogman things and make sometimes little stories. I wrote everything by myself and all the ideas by myself. And also, I was drawing the boxes, so I could put a check mark once I did it or cross it out if I did not do it.
Wow, Benji, you really thought this through. Now, I don't have that many. I have three. I have read an Agatha Christie book, which is a famous author, and I have a book of hers. And I don't know, I read a couple of pages and I was like, I don't know. But this summer I'm gonna read it and finish it.
Remember way back in the episode, I told you I was gonna read Harry Potter? Well, I couldn't because it was too hard. But this summer, I'm saying that I will read it and I'll try my best.
I'm sure you will. Don't worry, and I'll help you. The next one I have is work on my closet. My closet is really, really, really messy. I have a bunch of different things that I don't use, I don't want. So I'm just gonna take care of all that during the summer. And my last one is paint. I wanna paint jars. I have these little canvases that I wanna paint that I haven't painted on. I have so many things to paint, and that's gonna be what I'm gonna do this summer. And since summer, it's like a month away, I feel like I have a bunch of time to finish that bucket list. Last year, I did, in fact, too many, and I couldn't finish it. And lastly, I'm gonna talk about crafts. Now, there's a bunch of different summer crafts you can do. on your sandals, you can decorate them with yarn, which I did this last year, and then I took it off because, I don't know, different purposes. So I'm gonna put it back on. Then for girls, you can braid your hair with little beads. I love doing that. One time I had a bunch of them in my hair. I'm definitely gonna do that. Then you can do different types of watermelons. So you can draw watermelons, you can make watermelon bookmarks. I bet there's a bunch of tutorials on this. You can make a watermelon fan. And then of course you can make tie-dye. This is a really cool idea. I really want to do this. I haven't done it yet. And these are just, and friendship bracelets. These are like very summery crafts.
If you want, you can tell us on Instagram, what would you want to do at summer?
Make sure you follow us on Instagram
at The Talk Show for Kids. And before we go, we just want to say this is the last episode of this season, but we'll see you in summer again with new and cool ideas.
Yeah, I'm really going to miss doing the podcast. And happy Mother's Day!
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there. I hope you have lots of fun with your mothers.
Talk to you later!